Hey, how are you? Boy, being a believer is a powerful thing. It's not just holding historical facts of the gospel in your head. What is a believer? Is it a person who simply believes that Jesus is alive and died on a cross and went to heaven? Or is a believer a behavior? Is a believer a behavior? Because I'm finding a lot of believers who need to be convinced daily of happiness and joy and conviction and faith and consistency and being alive. There are a lot of believers who are suffering from lethargy, having a lack of energy and a lack of enthusiasm. There are a lot of believers who are suffering from apathy, a lack of interest, who are just kind of wallowing daily with the affairs of life. There are a lot of believers whom Jesus said is being choked in by the word. They're being choked. They're a bush of thorns that's being choked. The word or their behavior or the synergy or the energy or the manifestation of the divine is being choked by worry, a desire for riches, a need to survive, desires of human attractions and tendencies. They're just lost in the shuffle, let's put it that way. We could go down the list and say a lack of a wife or husband. We could just, it's unnameable. It's a thorn bush of everything. I'm caught with need. I'm not feeding my belief. So if you're living with an unfed belief, is it really a belief? Having an unfed belief is like having a baby that you don't feed at home. That's negligence, and you're going to go to jail for that, and they're going to take the child away. You know, if you have a child at your house and you're not feeding that baby, and Child Protective Services find out about that, or you're reported, they're going to remove that baby or that child and put it in a foster home. And a lot of you have destinies that's been taken away from you and put in a foster home. A lot of you have purposes and gifts that's been removed, and you see other people doing what you should have been doing. Did you lose your gift, and did you lose your baby to a foster home? And some of you have wild imagination. You think that because gifts and callings are irrevocable, God is just going to let a gift die in you for nothing. As though this is about God and not you. As though God, instead of allowing you to shame him, he's just going to stoop low. It's like, oh no, how do you think that way? Why are you still losing at life? Why is your believership being lost in your behavior? You know biblical things, but is your behavior manifesting what you know? There are things you believe, and then there is what you know. There is a belief, and then there is a knowing. Is your body moving in the knowing, the intimate rule of the lordship of the kingdom? Why do believers lose it every day? We have to encourage most of our ministry are to believers, getting them not to quit, getting them not to give up, getting them not to be swallowed up in depression and anxiety. A lot of our ministries are to believers. That's funny. When you get saved to die, when you get saved to be ministered to, instead of being saved to minister. It's funny when you become a doctor just to get sick, instead of becoming a doctor to heal. Isn't that something, that you become an author to be written to, instead of becoming an author that's writing? Isn't that amazing, to become a musician to be played to, instead of being a musician who releases their creative zone? Why did we become sons of God to be ministered to? Or did we become sons to rule the world? Did we become sons of God to be prayed for? Or did we become sons of God? Did we realize our divine reality to shift the world and not just shift it on a Sunday, but to establish dominion in every industry known to man, in education, in government, in entertainment, in creativity, in business, in finance, in medicine, in every industry. We are created to create industry, not just to fit in. We are created to establish industry, to establish schools of thought that's never been thought, and to write books that's never been written from an angle that's never been perceived. Yeah, that's what we've been called to do. That's what we've been made to do, and that's what we've been designed to do. But we don't like it. We don't want it, because if you're a believer with a bad behavior, you don't like your believing. Come on. What is going on here? Why are we losing our marriages in marriage and we want new weddings every week? Why are we making fusses over the beginning but losing enthusiasm over the living? Come on. Are we craving a new wedding and new hairstyles and new makeup every day? And when it's time to live out the faith in our behavior against all the elements, we quit because we have to live it out? Come on, come on, come on. Do we have a life-proof identity with God? Are we scared to go outside? Are we scared we're going to lose? What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us? What is the believing? Has it captivated our behavior? Are we busy talking about the haters? And are we busy talking about leaders who do this? I don't want to be this kind of leader. I don't want to be this kind of leader. I don't want to. Are we only thinking about pulpiteering? Why are we talking about haters? Who's against us? Who don't want us? And who don't want us to do nothing? And who don't want us to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to create? Because you can't create a new attitude for anybody else. Listen, people are off limits to whatever you want to create. People are off limits. What do you desire to create you to be? And what do you desire to create from what God has created? Or have you manipulated what God has created to make yourself an image that's good for you? Have you undone yourself? Because God is in a relationship with himself, not a relationship with what you've made you to be. God is in a relationship with what he's made him to be in you. But what have we reestablished and recreated ourselves to be? Because whatever we made ourselves to be may know God, but God may not know us. Because God only knows his beginning in us. So what are we going to do about it? How has your behavior been affected? Why is the ministry catered to you? What's going on with you?